ఇష్టం లేదు. ఓ డోంట్ బి సిలిండర్ హూ హెల్ప్ బట్ యూ టు సక్సీడ్ బట్ బిఫోర్ లవ్ అండ్ దిస్ ఇస్ కంప్లీట్ వెరీ వైఫ్ ఇస్ వైఫ్ ద నెక్స్ట్ టైం ఇస్తే త్రూ మై ఓన్ వైఫ్ బికాజ్ యూ ఆల్ మై సెన్స్ లో చెప్పి మై వైఫ్ that whole jail comment has given the whole story in his book. Ever in this book three times?
No.
You borrow, don't pay $10 for that book because you can eat. One day I sat after dinner before I sat there, anybody sees a loan of the book three times? How Perinag used to set up Kotalal to row with Bandarnath in the cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
They made things hot for him in the cabinet. Then he was, as you know, his local government had helped with it under the fold of the constitution.
Yes.
When he was trying to do something at the hospital, Kotalala is alleged to have,
yes,
all alleged, by not giving the building or the water supply.
Yes.
And that's a deliberately done to make him disgusted and clear out. Man who has virtually conquered time history. So I won't, as a real impartial history, if I were writing history, I won't say that, won't blame him.
Mm-hmm.
He's UN people and the country got into that mess because of that. Otherwise, you know what? If he came into the reputation of the Prime Minister, my honest opinion is, UNP would have become a little more to the left,
mm-hmm,
which it had to be.
Mm-hmm.
Without the refuge that we all just, Mahmud Ali said, all the categories and rakatiyas, which it really was,
mm-hmm,
which was bundled out in 56. Bandarnath would veer it around more to the left. He wouldn't have aligned himself with the really left people like Lichnon and all that younger stuff out to a crypto communist, as many people often say. And probably the country would be where the Indian Congress is today. Same,
yes,
part in power right through, but could be to the left and right to through.
What do you think of BS's performance 48 to 52?
Well, I think one thing, that the greatest tribute to him is unity. Mm. He preserved national unity. In his cabinet, he brought in all communities. We brought in Tamil Sundar Lingam and Chittampalam, he brought in Daya Malay, they were in, and that he was very fair by Christian school, very fair by the churches. The greatest tribute we can pay to him is the state of national unity before his time and after.
Mm-hmm. What about Dudley and Sir John in those periods?
Now, Sir John, I think Sir John, of course, not such a deep man, sort of man who just came out of what he was, but he was a firm ruler,
mm-hmm,
great decision area. Man who he would never allow the strikes in the early years of Bandarnath government and country went to ruin with all those strikes, that's what really
started the
Muslim
economy. Didn't it strike you that, did you feel that Bandarnath was very weak at that stage?
Yes, he was a very poor administrator.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is that, certainly, personally, did it to be a bad, poor administrator.
No, but then later, earlier on, you said that he was not too bad, he was a man of action too?
When?
Yeah. Well, when you were talking about his local government?
Ah, no, no, that's right. Yeah. In theory.
Yes.
He theoretically developing local government institutions.
Oh, I see.
I believe it was he who created the town council for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Formally, it was either a village council, or village committee, or the urban council. But there was a good deal of halfway house,
mm,
area, like we had town council, which were two village to be a town council, not,
yes,
enough town to be a village council.
Yes, I see.
Or rather, we had too much town aligned,
yes,
not to be a town council,
yes,
but not village enough to be a village council.
Yes, I see. And how was he, as a local government minister, in applying his ideas?
Very good.
Oh,
he did it, but he could bring it there. And through his officials, that you see that he was one of his friends. Man who he one of his discoveries.
Oh, I see.
He was a chap for the surgical service who passed his BA, joined the local government department. He rose from assistant commissioner to commissioner local government. Then later, permanent secretary came in.
Mm-hmm. But now the 56-58 period, you feel he was
weak as an administrator. Once he is something like the famous ruling, the classic Kathak imperi viti imperi, like the classical famous expression about some Roman emperor.
Uh-huh.
He would have been very capable to judge the great emperor if he had only not become an emperor.
Oh, I see.
Just like that.
Uh-huh. And was he you felt he had no control over the various administrations?
No. Too weak. And he was a brick to your suspicion. To please all parties, thereby not pleasing any party.
Mm-hmm. And did you feel that he was able, I mean, he knew what was going on, or was he enmeshed in too many things? And
also, one thing, he was a terrible balancing types of work he had to do.
Mm.
To become Prime Minister, he had to bring in all the diverse elements. And the first thing is, in his MEP government, he had to avoid communism. Not crypto communists like some of the others, Philippunoan and Silva. And the worst thing is, Philippunoan and William Silva.
Uh-huh.
William Silva, both communists. William Silva became industry minister, yeah. And agriculture minister. Now you realize, the worst experiences in trade union actually went through was the time when the harbor was hardly a day passes as the harbor union was on site. Here, Philippunoan is a cabinet minister. Same time, he is a trade union leader in the harbor.
Mm-hmm.
So he had only to call the tune there and to call strike. And mind you, all the time he was a cabinet. The firm man would immediately have asked him either to resign or at least I said resign either of the post.
Mm-hmm.
You must be either one or the other. You must either give up your trade union leadership or your career leadership. Now you will be in that sort of episode where harbor workers assaulted one of our senior civil servants, Vernon P. Rispoor,
mm-hmm.
And then Philip tried his best to investigate what has changed the henchman, tried his best to save the man. But one thing the civil servant stood for, they are again weak man that he was. He was trying to hush up him and say, oh,
Banda.
Banda. Mm-hmm. Oh, see, just because you are civil servant, why do you want to push this up?
Mm-hmm.
Civil servant at the moment. Must go to court, that's when he was sent to jail for 3 months. Then what do you think? The day he is let out, Philippunoan meets him with a procession and has a big reception to him by storm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a strong Prime Minister has said, call for his portfolio at once.
Mm-hmm.
Man who has charged with assault and sent to jail on a top civil, you welcome the same man when he comes back from jail and you are calling yourself a cabinet minister.
Yes. And coming on to 1958, you said you had much
say
on that time.
Oh, there have been. I can give you the insight on it.
Yes.
There have been Pandaranaika speech. Then this communal riot began to flare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that came up in Babunia and Polonnaru area.
Yes.
Through our government agents, we had ample information that things were very bad. The Sinhalese laborers in those colonial areas who were from Balakitia. First, he was in last month,
mm-hmm.
Singhali. Those, as you know, those people are very thuggish type.
Yeah.
They were being roused against the country.
Mm-hmm.
Our government agents advised Home Ministry.
You were in the Home Ministry?
I was permanent assistant, E.P. Jasiri was minister.
Mm-hmm.
When we found the king was getting so sick, we went straight to the Prime Minister. Things are there, and we appeal to you to declare the emergency. Oh, what AP, what shelter. You are a false alarm. Your government agents, our police say there's nothing there. Our police say there's nothing. They can keep the control.
Did the police say that actually?
Yes, sir. According to the Prime Minister, the police didn't paint a serious view of the picture at all. With the result, the curfew came too late.
And also the police didn't have orders to shoot.
How does he shoot?
Did you ask him to?
Who?
Did you ask him to send his orders?
Yes.
Mm. Before the trouble broke?
Yes, before the trouble broke out. 48 hours before the trouble broke out. I can vouch for him.
Mm. And what was A.P. Jayasuriya's point?
Oh, he fully agreed to me. He and I were at one in this trouble. He and I were at one.
Mm.
And to this day we regret. I should regret that he told him that, and the country I ought to regret that Prime Minister didn't declare an emergency. And a curfew at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
All this awful happened. There are people, villages were burned down,
mm-hmm.
and poor innocent officers, one of my Murutu lads irrigation engineer called Mindy.
Yes.
Yes, my next door neighbor in Murthy. They were hectic where the poor fellow had misfortune to be dark and the apple was taken for a penny.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And is it true that Sir Oliver took charge ultimately?
Oh yes, in fact Sir Oliver running the government.
How did he manage to do it?
Because it suited Bandaranaike. Bandaranaike got stupid. He was very only too happy for the emergency discharge to pass the whole responsibility, manage the campaign as it needed to the government.
And where was he?
Who? No, he was nominated Prime Minister.
Mm.
Constantly in touch with the government. But the real action was remained at Queen's House.
Mm.
And he used to be there almost daily. He used to see it like a general's battlefield, general's army headquarters. That all the danger points, all that, and said, and Sir Oliver surrounded with about 8 telephones, all the direct lines to various places.
Mm-hmm.
So he was the real government then.
Yes. Did you see that there was some sort of organization behind S58, right?
This way. This is interesting. You find that the definition, Tarsi, book. Hardly, it was on the spur of the moment. Sudden frame of eruption of passion and prejudice.
Yes, that's true, but I was wondering whether locally, given this prejudice in the local areas, who were the people who were inciting them?
Maybe, the signal is very likely, the signal is fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
People can influence. They inflame the internal people. This signal is anti-Semical.
Mm-hmm.
And then, even now you have the same thing. Or talk of Tamil domination.
Mm.
Talk of the estate area Tamil being sympathetic to the northern, the eastern part of Tamil. And this, you know, the famous Munetram, South Indian, Tamil, all
yes.
Tamil area, that they all planning to submerge the Singhalese country. So that goes very much down within the Singhalese, Indian Singhalese village. That's that. But that is John, Sir Oliver convinced by a little instrument I brought to him. At Delhi Kalyan, that's it. Another man who was to meet, talk and say, poor man had to hold two kacharis because just then, Palanmaruwa kacharis was vacant.
Mm.
All this started before we could send another AG in his place, this broke out. So he and Rajwaru had to look after Palanmaruwa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to this extent, he prepared for at least a week. Alu had a lot for me to see, which I duly passed to the Governor General. You know, one of these glizzy idea, if you know what a glizzy idea plant is, you have them across a little data and I could have shown you. It's a very tough wood.
Mm-hmm.
You can drive a nail through it. Now, with poles like this, all with gramophone, just the gramophone nail is embedded.
Yeah.
With the blunt thing in the wood.
Yeah.
Sharp edge outside, thrust. And mind you, the gruesome thing. They chased out the enemies and hit them with this club. They are in the flesh as it were with the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And that blood poisoning alone would have been enough to kill a man. And mind you, this is the sort of weapon used and allowed to dry for a week. It was very difficult. The wood used to harden like a cake.
Oh,
and the gramophone needle used to get hard. Embedded very hard.
So it had to be prepared this
had to be prepared at least a week. The moment, even before my minister, I could keep, I carried it gingerly to Queenstown, I ran off such a finger with it, I met a red blood poison.
Yes.
And that was shown to all journalists and everybody who came, and you find a reference to that in Tathagata.
Is it some people think at the fact that a few Buddhist priests may have been behind it?
Oh yes, possibly. Yes. Because Buddhist priests even now, they are very fanatical about their rich language, and the religion.
Mm.
That time, they were the people who talk about Dutta Gamani today, Sinnalayamala and this and that. I tell you, English ignorant, narrow-minded Buddhist people are the biggest danger to politics.
Was there much communal trouble in the Tamil area? Did they really attack Sinhalese?
They did to some extent.
Mm.
But they were afraid because of the repercussions.
Yeah.
You know, one something is the most gruesome thing. Some wild rumor went in Pandagiri, nearby
Pandagiri,
that a girl, single girl, had been molested, her breast torn, in Jakarta.
All life.
But before the falsity was brought to the people of Andhra. They grabbed the priest of the Hindu temple in Andhra and burned him in coconut oil. Now see, that's the punishment. So the Tamil people, not at least for their own personal safety, but the safety of the people, still left here.
Yeah.
They are not do anything much to the
Hindu. I recall an incident when an ASP said that he had engulfed, heard on the police radio of all sorts of things in Jaffna, you see, and later I discovered that there's very little trouble in Jaffna. And so obviously the government radio, police radio is giving false information, or this man is giving false information.
So how do you know it's a pirate radio, you don't know? Mm-hmm. Those two, there are a lot of pirate radios about
this.
Mm-hmm. First one,
chip makers. What do you think of Tarsi Vichachi's account?
Very faithful account, that is. Mm-hmm. And they are writing from first-hand knowledge.
As a newspaper
man. And obviously he has got first-hand information from Dalit Tariyar about the episode in Anuradhapura.
What happened?
Anuradhapura is another thing, you know. Another thing, you ask me how many people put up. Some of the leaders of these dangerous elements in Palandar had been army men during the war.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew all the military tactics. And they were marching on Anuradhapura to massacre 2,000 Tamils in the place. And this was all very good. So I got from Dilip Karwari himself. At that time, there were hundreds of English people who owed lakhs and lakhs to Nada. And they were openly wishing to come and destroy the books, in which even they would have saved millions of rupees in debt.
Yes.
And the whole game was to see Anuradhapura burnt with all the books, their books, account books. Now see that lengthy were going.
Account books of government?
No, no, account, they are private account books.
Oh, I see. And I can remember hearing a rumor that C.P. De Silva was ordered out of Polinaro police station.
I never heard of that, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
By the police people, is it?
Yes, he was given 1 minute to leave because he was supposed to be leading a crowd.
They probably suspect. Maybe because it's meant. I don't know whether he has a missed account or particularly missed a joy.
Yes, but then the government was
paralyzed.
The government was tending to favor the single Buddhist cry at that time, before it really broke out.
It really broke out, yes. But whether they would have any conditions would have gone to that extent. But I certainly came across cases of MPs putting up, not conditions. I don't think I should mention names, but that then became a few minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
North of Matali, I gave instruction to the 175, it took a strong MP, a single line, and it was a common. One thing is you should record, you know, not enough pictures in. Only the observers, they were casual mentioned to them.
True.
At that time, it was a government agent system that held the country.
Mm-hmm.
All the MPs were shivering in their boots. No MP, they had showed his face in Tamil area. And some of the MPs were powerless because they were themselves finding it impossible to control the forces that get loose.
Mm-hmm.
And here MPs were putting up burned Tamil leaders. I, minister, and I just checked this up, as you know, fortunately under the criminal procedure code, the government agent has as much power to shoot
as
a magistrate or anybody. He can be like a general in this area.
Mm-hmm.
It is the government agent that held together. Undoubtedly. Certainly I can tell you the number of local MPs who have been empty Tamil were trying to put up. But the police and the government agent took a firm line.
Mm-hmm.
And we are certain the fellowship arrest if they went anywhere.
None of the police joined in.
No, I don't. Certainly, I never heard that. I don't think the police, whatever they are in, I have never heard that of any particular government servant openly joining me.
What did you think, going back, what did you think of 1956, the elections? I mean, this.
Well, that was just a real landslide. Because everything was against the UNP. That they were still unpopular. Then Pandavar is redescribed.
Mm-hmm.
They say that. Buddhist Commission reported this down. Kutala in his forthright to he refused to implement it. Pandavak openly said, yes. He said, I'll do anything for Buddhism if I am finding. Buddhist priest openly joined. And Kutala may be personally unpopular. There's his purple brigade and some of his old stuff.
Yeah.
Little like hiding his personal rage and all that made him change. And also he was far more of a town man to go to the villages.
Mm.
Of all our prime ministers, must be said, unfortunately, had rented an army in the village.
Who were the ministers you served under in the 50s? And
well, in order to APJ Acharya, then Ilangaram, then Maitripala Chaturvedi.